Welcome to the Andy Higgs Podcast 009. Decisions. As head teacher, the buck stops with you. Explicitly or implicitly, you give your consent for all that happens in your school. Even if you only focus on what you consciously make decisions about, we find that head teachers make hundreds of decisions each day. It is this relentless aspect to the role that this podcast wishes to discuss. It's been written that while he was president of the United States, Barack Obama only ever wore two colours of suit and always wore a white shirt with a plain tie. He commented that it meant such an approach reduced the decision count in his day. Head teachers are constantly called upon to make decisions. This, of course, is no different to teachers in the classroom. For both, it is the single most challenging element of the job, resulting in significant mental fatigue. It's perhaps no surprise that when one compares the inauguration photo of a president or a prime minister to a shot taken in the last days in post, one always finds a huge change. Decision making has an opportunity cost. Society needs to be more aware of this and to develop its expectations of its leaders. A role such as the leader of the free world comes with significant support, and yet still the cost of decision making is plain for all to see. Schools, governing boards, trusts and local authorities must be pragmatic about how they support head teachers to manage the decision fatigue that results from leading schools in England in 2019. Head teachers themselves, especially those rare brave souls who continue to step forward from the classroom to lead, need also to recognise that decision fatigue exists. How might we go about this? I wonder if the following may just be a start. 1. Decision-making protocol. Often the decisions head teachers make are ones they feel obliged to make, as much as the ones they are best placed to make. Establishing a clear expectation about decision-making available to all stakeholders could ensure that the correct person is empowered to make decisions. 2. Supervision. Many professionals have supervision as a matter of course. Why not head teachers? The emotional pressure of leading a human organisation should never be underestimated. This is so especially in this time of austerity, when so much social care and family support is provided by proxy through schools. 3. Fellowship. Many head teachers have access to networks of colleagues, both formal and informal in nature. These provide vital access to other people who appreciate their way to the role. The famous phrase, headship is a lonely place, has never been truer. We must do more to connect up school leaders in order that they may carry the burden together. 4. Sleep. It is easy to underestimate the value of rest. The phrase decision fatigue uses the word fatigue for good reason. Might heads and others be louder about the importance of a robust sleep pattern? How can leaders, governors and the wider system amplify this vital area and ensure we have heads who are ready to make decisions? You wouldn't accept an air traffic controller being on duty in the condition we see many heads day in, day out, so why allow our schools to be at the mercy of tired decision making? 5. Pit stops. Freed from the rigidity of the school day, heads are better placed than teachers to manage their time. However, many never manage to do so. Each day is a continuous stream of activity with little or no respite. Some overcome this by planning regular blocks of time as closed door or work from home. Sadly, heads often feel compelled to label this time strategic planning or some other label. What if heads gave themselves permission, supported by governors, to take a day, a fortnight or the equivalent to push back against the fatigue? A pit stop could be a staple part of a head teacher's pattern of work. Together, we can then perhaps ensure that schools are led by healthy, flourishing individuals ready to meet the needs of their human organisation that exists to serve young people.